Amen. When you look at John chapter 19, verse 39 and verse 40, it says that that Joseph of Arimathea and Nicodemus came and got the body of Jesus. And the Bible says they took his body in John 19, 40, and they rolled it up and put spices on it. And they, after the manner of the Jews, they buried it. In other words, that was the custom of the Jews. Amen. That was a customary practice for the people of Jesus. Amen. It was a customary practice. And what we must bear in mind is that pagans practice one thing, but Christians do it God's way. Amen. 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 We must understand that God is concerned about the body. God loves the body.
Amen. Amen.
He cares about the body.
Amen.
Jesus said, except a grain of wheat fall in the ground and dies, amen, it abides alone. The body is a seed, symbolizes the body. He says, except it falls into the ground and dies.
Amen.
Amen. But for various superstitious reasons, persons don't like to deal with the burial of the body. They don't, for various reasons. Amen. We won't get into it. I think I got into it too much. I don't want to run the spirit out. Amen. I already ran him out a little bit, I think. But this will stick. You may say, I didn't like this sermon, but there's something stuck in there. I'm just doing what he told me to do. Amen. But the truth of the matter is that the body, God is concerned. God loves. God cares.
Amen.
God is God's property. God gave it to you. It's his. And thing is, he's not through with the body. He is not through with us.
Amen.
He wants, well, let me let him tell you. 1 Thessalonians 5:23. He said, may the Lord sanctify you wholly. W-H-O-L-L-Y. And may he sanctify you wholly. And he goes on and say, the whole W-H-O-L-E, spirit, soul, and body. And they are to be his. He is concerned about the whole person. Amen. And he wants us to, he wants the body to be sanctified wholly. And he says that, you see what we got to understand here is that, let me go back to my question and just close it out with a, I'm going to skip some of this. Amen. I didn't finish writing it out anyway. Let me just say this, and I'm going to end this thing. The thing is, what is the resurrection all about? What did the resurrection do? You said, well, the resurrection is about eternal life. Everybody's going to get eternal life. Saved and unsaved. Dead people going to live forever too. And I may have to continue this on another message next week. Maybe, I don't know, but I'm so far behind my sermon. But they both get quantity, but they don't both get quality. As a matter of fact, the truth is that eternal life and eternal death are two different things. Eternal life and eternal death, those are two different things. They both are eternal. They both have quantity, but they don't both have quality. They both have eternality, but they don't both have exist. They don't both have life. They both have existence, but they don't both have life.
Amen.
As a matter of fact, a person who does not accept Christ never even experienced life. They never experienced life. You're born dead. We are. Is that right? We're born dead. When you look at Romans chapter 5, verse 12, it says, "For as by one man sin entered the world, and death by sin." And what did it say? "And death passed upon all men because all have sinned."
Amen.
People die because of sin. Question. Do you know anyone who does not die? You know why Jesus got up? Because he was sinless.
Amen. Amen.
If you were sinless, you couldn't die. Everybody knew you were going to die.
That's the word.
You know why? Because you are a sinner.
Amen.
Sin brought death. Romans 6:23, the wages of sin is death. That's how much you get for sinning. What do you get? A funeral? That's the wages of sin. You get to die. Now, so a person who gets both saved and unsaved get eternal life.
Amen.
As far as that's concerned. They both get quantity. But they don't both get quality. What did the resurrection do? Well, the resurrection, and this is where the resurrection gave us quality. And that's why, amen, I'm not going to get to it, but Ephesians 1:14 and 15 talks about the promise of the spirit, the inheritance that we have. We're going to get a body that's incorruptible, but it also says we're going to get a body that is unspotted, is undefiled. You know what that means? Unseen.
Amen.
We're going to get a body brand new. I ain't got to it yet, but she done jumped the gun on me. Amen. I may as well get a benediction. She done unfold the message. That's where I'm headed. If I get there, I'm gonna thank you.
Amen.
Now, the only way we get saved and we get a body that's already saved and not yet,
amen,
is to get it done before we die.
Amen.
Every individual that you and I know,
amen,
somewhere in their lifetime has, each one has to give his life to Christ and get an already but not yet body. We cannot let folk die before they get saved.
Amen.
Because there's no such thing as soul sleep.
Amen.
There's no sense of indulgences. Praying for folk while they're in the grave, hoping they'll come out. They didn't get saved when they, and praying that God will change it. No, after the death comes the judgment. There's no changes made. Hebrews 9:27. I guess what I'm saying is this. There are no changes made. Seriously. Forget that. The folk won't go to. We need to try to talk to them while before they die. Now, we all get eternal existence, but we don't all get eternal life. They get eternal death. You know why? Because death is really, it's not really the physical, it's about separation from God.
Amen.
You want to know what death is? Death is separation from God. That's what death is.
Amen.
That's why Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1 says, we are born, we are dead,
amen,
in trespasses and sins. Until a person get their sins forgiven, they like that movie, Dead Men Walking, right? Amen. Now, you can be dead and you still be blinking your eyes.
Amen.
When you're in the world, you're dead in trespasses and sins.
Amen.
But you have to get a quality of, you have to get life. And Jesus says in John 14 and 6, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
Amen.
All Satan about is death. There's no life on Satan's side. None. All death. Here's the thing. We have to make sure that people don't die dead. They got to get the redemption of the body. If a person dies dead, they're going to die again. Because where they going to die? When they go to hell.
Amen.
Revelation 20 and 14 says, death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. Death and hell. Hell meant Hades, that old place where the part of dead spirits went, the lower part of it is where death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. Now, the truth is that if you let a person die, your cousin, your children, your spouse die dead, and you get saved,
amen,
y'all going in two different directions.
Amen.
You know what the good news is, though? If you get them saved and you get saved, ain't nobody dying.
Amen.
Jesus said, if you believe in me, you shall never die.
Amen.
We cannot let this pass us by. The golden opportunity while we're alive to get other people saved has to occur right now.
Right now.
Right now, we have to do what we can to get lost people saved.
Amen.
Because if we don't, they're going to die. Because, see, when Jesus comes into your life, he gives you a new life. And when he comes into your life, you are new. And from that point, you're no longer dead. And so you're new. One of the worst things in the world is for a person to live their whole life, never accept Christ, and then they're going to die and go to hell because they're going to be separated. They were separated from God on earth. And now they are separated from God in eternity.
Amen.
This is serious business. We're talking about where your children going,
yeah,
your mother, your father, all your relatives going.
Yeah.
Jesus rose. That's what this is about.
Amen.
He answered man's worst nightmare. No more death.
Amen.
He got up.
Amen.
But he got up in a body.
Amen.
You see, the resurrection is all about the body. That's all. That's the proof. That's where the proof is.
Amen.
The body.
The body.
He had to present his body. What if he'd have cremated his body? That's another subject. I know God can recreate things and he can do things and something like that. We're not on that. But what we're trying to get us to understand is that the body is special. Doesn't mean you can't go to heaven if you do get cremated. But the truth of the matter is that the respect of the body is something that God has in his word. So what do we find out? We find out that the resurrection, we don't have to worry about loved ones because this is about the resurrection of the body. God says, Romans chapter 8, verse 11, if the same spirit that raised Jesus Christ from the dead, Romans 8, 11, dwell in you, so shall he quicken your body. That means make your body alive. Church, we got good news, and I think we don't understand it, and I ain't got time to, I already took too much time. We got to understand the good news that we have from the
graveyard
is that we don't have to worry about funerals when folk are saved. These Easter services are not for nothing. This is the highlight. This is the epitome. This is quintessential. We don't have to worry about folk who are saved. They're going to get a brand new body. Now, the truth is that we can't let them die dead. And what we have to conclude is this, is that he got up. And we know he got up because his body got up. What validates his resurrection is they can't find his body. God wants us to make sure that we get people saved. Now, how do we get them saved? Ephesians 4:30 says we have the earnest of the Spirit.
Amen.
That's the down payment.
Amen.
She done did it again. I'm not mad at her. I need some help. I'm trying to. Now, you know, when you're going to buy a house, you know what you do? You give them the earnest money. Ephesians 4:30, we are sealed, and Ephesians 1:14, we are sealed by the Holy Spirit in promise, and that we have an inheritance because of the earnest money.
Amen.
We have the deposit of the Spirit, and that becomes your down payment on your body. It's coming. He had already put the Spirit in you.
Amen.
And that same Spirit is going to come up out the grave. The body's going to come up out the grave. The soul Spirit is going to come get the body. And it's going to reunite. And our loved ones, friends, anyone saved will get a new body.
Amen.
But if they're not saved, it will be absence forever. They're lost. You will never see them again. And imagine what it would be like to never know God. You didn't know him while you was on the earth, and now you died, and you still going to be separated from him. You ain't going to never get to know God. You'll never get to know the joy of the new birth, the fact that he comes into your life and picks you up and turns you around. You'll never get to know what me and my brother over here knows, where we can get together and can't stop talking about Jesus. You'll never get to know what it's about when Shirley Henderson and Trene gets up and they start singing about Jesus and they start moving, and they don't care what you think about them. They don't care how you feel about it. You will never get to know that. We're not waiting to get to heaven. We done already experienced it. We got the down payment. Now, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creation, but you need to be more than new. You need to be brand new. You need to be brand spanking new. That's what they say back in the South. Amen. Brand spanking new. Amen. That means completely new. Brand new means brand spanking new. Because, see, although we are saved and although we have the Spirit, we still wait. I just didn't exegete it. Maybe I'll do it over. I don't really want to do it over, but I will. I'm not going to do it today for sure. But the thing is, we are still waiting.
Amen.
We are saved in the Spirit, and our soul are saved, but the body, I ain't got my new body yet. Somebody said, please be patient with me. I might make a mistake. Please, I need you to be patient with me, because I'm living in a body that it don't always respond like it should.
Amen.
But I'm gonna get a brand new body, because I'm waiting on the redemption of the body. Because I can't get to heaven. Flesh and blood shall not inherit the kingdom. And I'm going to have to get out of this body and get in a new body. And so in order to do that, what I've got to do is I've got to get saved now.
Now.
I've got to get saved today.
Today.
Anybody here want a new body?
Amen.
Amen. Have you noticed that you do need another body? I need a new body. Somebody said there's a leak in this old building. They used to sing it a long time ago. You know what they were talking about? The body. Because this one gets sick.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. This one needs needles. This one, amen, is unfinished. This one is imperfect. Have I got a witness? This one needs jogging. This one needs medicine. This one needs a nap. This one needs work. This one needs needles. This one needs help. Have I got a witness here? Anybody out there want a new body? This one needs painting. This one needs some work done on it. This one needs propping up. This one needs some help. Anybody out there want a new body? Are you satisfied with it? You say, well, I'm doing fine right now, but just keep living. Have I got a witness? You may be young right now. You say, I don't need nobody. I don't need no needles. I don't need no nap. I can stay up all night and run the streets. Have I got a witness here? I don't need nothing. But I'm here to tell you, if you keep living, your body gonna wear out. You gonna need a new body. But now wait a minute. I need a new body. But now, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things are passed away. All things have become new. I'm saved right now. I'm sanctified right now. I'm filled with the Holy Ghost right now. But have I got a witness? But I still need not only a new body. I need a brand new body. Where you say, how do I get this body? I am the way. I mean, we've been in a pandemic, but we're also living in a syndemic. For by one man, sin has spread across the whole world. But have I got a witness? But how many of y'all know Jesus paid it all? All. All. To him I owe. Sin had left. You see, we need a crimson stain. I don't want to. But he washed. I'm waiting. I'm waiting. I'm waiting on my new body. I got to get another one. The subtitle of this sermon I didn't give it to you was Another Body. I'm going to get another. Isn't that good news? I'm going to get another body. And I found out I need one every day. But Jesus got up the resurrection. Now, I want more than length. Have I got a witness? I want life.
Amen.
I'm going to live forever.
Amen.
And I want to make sure that I live that in quality, not in quantity.
Amen.
Just because you're alive doesn't mean you're living. Some of us alive, we're living in hell.
Amen.
No, it's spiritual life, not physical life. And God can provide that right now. A lot of people play with their bodies, but God wants the whole thing. Mm-hmm. He wants your whole body. He wants all of you. Every bit of you. He made you to look like that, to be that tall. And you know what? He's coming all the way back. And you know where he's going? To the graveyard. He's going to the graveyard. And the Bible says the grave shall be open. God is not through with our bodies. Now, I'm not going to get no more saved. When I come down the aisle, I'm going to heaven right away. But I'm saved in stages, spirit, soul, and body.